TLW, short for Three Little Women, was a three-member R&B / pop girl group that gained popularity in the early 2000s. But with that success comes a lot of tension and infamous food fight. So what happened to them? Today I'm going to be discussing their history and where are they now today. And before looking forward, we have to look back. The group consisted of Adrian Balion Howen, Keely Williams, and Natori Naughton. They were signed to Epic Records and enjoyed chart-topping success with their hits No More, Play Is Gon' Play, and I Do. Their solo debut was released in 2000 in December. 3LW was certified platinum, selling 1.3 million copies in the US. They were part of the MTV Total Request Live Tour alongside Destiny's Child, Dream, Nelly, Eve, and Jessica Simpson in 2001. They spent the first half of 2002 in the studio working on a follow-up album, but there was a lot of trouble in Paradise. Rumors had spread throughout the summer that the group was sure one member. Naughton would confirm in August of that year that she had left the group. She told MTV News that the time that 3LW's management was the cause behind their growing tensions that caused the split. A memorable scene that could have been right out of a high school movie immediately preceded Naughton's exit, a food fight. In 2001, 3LW recorded songs with various artists such as Michael Jackson, Reba McEntire, Usher, Beyonce, Luther Vandross, Celine Dion, and Mariah Carey in response to the 9/11 attacks called One More Can I Give in late 2001. They also collaborated with Lil Romeo and Nick Cannon for Parents Just Don't Understand on the Jimmy Neutron Boys Genius soundtrack. They spent the first half of 2002 in the studio recording an album tentatively titled Same Game, Different Rules. The album and its intended lead single Uh-Oh were presented to the label, who felt it did not have enough urban radio appeal. The tracks from Same Game, Different Rules were leaked onto the internet in MP3 format, and Epic considered dropping the girls. A fan support campaign for 3LW named Never Let Go 3LW after their song Never Let Go spread to the radio, and the act was retained despite the album loss. The three members of the band went to KFC to eat. Then during a heated argument, Keely threw her food, which, as Naughton told Wendy Williams during her radio show, was one of the big dinner plates with mashed potatoes, macaroni and cheese, and chicken. You know, the fried chicken? At Naughton's face. She said her eyes was watering as the hot food spilled on her, traveling all over my hair, my face, down my clothes. And that was the moment she officially decided to leave. The other two denied that fight ever took place and replaced Naughton with Jessica Williams to help promote their sophomore album, A Girl Came Back. But they did not have the same success and eventually disbanded. That wasn't until the two members joined Disney Channel, created the Chi Girls movie franchise, and toured as an official group for 4 years before moving on to do solo projects. Keely left the industry altogether and focused on marriage and motherhood, while Adrian dabbled into reality television. She appeared on Keeping Up with Kardashians during her relationship with Robert Kardashian. She also had her own reality series on the Star Network with the show Empire Girls that lasted only 2 seasons. Even though Williams and Balion were heavily involved with the Chi Girls, they were still members of 3LW. Through process on their third studio album, now titled Point of No Return, has been halted due to their work with the Chi Girls. The lead-off single Feeling You was added to radio stations on July 12, 2006. Point of No Return was supposed to be released on August 15, 2006, but it got shelved indefinitely and eventually fell off the release schedule. album delays were caused by image conflicts between both groups. As a result, the album was never released. In early 2007, Adria stated in Girls Up magazine that 3LW was on hold because of the Chi Girls project. However, the rumors were finally put to rest when Bellion, in an interview with Jonathan Jackson in 2008, confirmed that 3LW has officially disbanded after they were removed from the So-So Def roster. Adrian and Keeley decided to not pursue the Chi Girls franchise full-time, although the group itself would disband in the same year. Natori took a break from music and focuses on her acting career, appearing in films Lottery Ticket and Notorious. She had run in the Broadway production Hairspray before landing the role she is most known for now. She stars in the star drama Power and Power Book 2 Ghost as Tasha St. Patrick. The show has been ended, but Power Book 2 Ghost will be returning on December 6th of this year. She's now a mother and has mentioned in various interviews that she may return to the studio to record a full solo album. So, everyone's probably on the lookout for that. Keeley has been separated for 9 since she exited the group and has not been close with Adrian since the Chi Girls ended. Adrian and Notori appeared to make amends when Adrian apologized for their issues on a 2017 episode of The Real, which she's also a co-host on as well. So, there was a lot of success, but with that success comes a lot of drama, and that's what led to the disbandment of 3LW. So the question is, will we ever see a 3LW comeback? We probably might not in the next coming years. And that's all the time I had on Word and Now where I discussed 3LW. 3LW is the forgotten group today. People probably don't even know them or ever heard their hits before, but they had a lot of success in the early 2000s. But right now, we probably don't see a comeback for 3LW. Anyway, I hope you enjoy. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Also, don't forget, there's a link in my bio of this podcast, which is a link to all my socials, including where you can find the link to voice messages on for this show. So I do need some suggestions for the next episode, because I'm kind of running out of ideas and I need some. Anyway, I'll see you guys in the next episode. Hope you enjoy. I love you.